More than 100 writers, actors, and directors tonight present the first of four programs of plays, poems, and songs to commemorate September 11th. Jeff London reports the event is called Brave New World.
Charles Everett is a playwright, college professor, and ensign in the Naval Reserve. As part of his work for the Navy Information Office, he visited Ground Zero just a few days after the Twin Towers fell.
So I went down there in my capacity as a journalist and walked around with a notebook thinking, oh, I'm going to fill this full of stuff, no doubt. I think I wrote like four words on it the entire 6 or so hours that we were down there. I think the words on it were literally something like, God, it's gone, and no.
But Everett was finally convinced to contribute a play to Brave New World. He joined such well-known authors as John Guare, Neil LaBute, and Beth Henley. Their short plays, none is longer than 15 minutes, will be brought to life by Alec Baldwin, Amy Irving, Holly Hunter, and others. All are donating their time. The lead producer of Brave New World is Dakota Powell, a playwright who lost a relative in the World Trade Center. She says that even though it's become a star-studded event, that's not what Brave New World is about.
It's about getting to work, working on the issues, exploring the issues, exploring the feelings that are trapped in us, you know, because the playwrights are touching upon a lot of scary stuff and stuff that people may be feeling but might not even be recognizing, but the artists bring it to the surface. You know, there's going to be a hint of chaos in the air, but great energy.
In addition to plays, there are poems and songs.
By the mid-afternoon of September 11th, Mary O'Connor had emptied her drawer. She was saying goodbye to her office in Midtown, 46 Lex on the 40th floor.
Mark Holman, the Tony Award-winning composer of Urinetown, and his writing partner Greg Kotis have contributed the Ballad of Mary O'Connor to Brave New World. Holman says they wrote the song after Kotis saw a woman on an elevator in the Empire State Building.
She was a stranger, but he started imagining what this woman's story might be. And it ended up really fitting into this idea of rebuilding New York, because in the song, the woman ends up going back to the Empire State Building after fleeing Midtown and fleeing her office job. And it ends up being a real catharsis for her.
So ride, ride, Mary O'Connor, up to the deck on the 86th floor. Remember, this city still has hopes for you, Mary, and you'll see them all from the 86th floor. And you'll see them all from the 86th floor.
Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Alfred Uhry wanted to take a different tack.
I wanted to write a play about the least likely person in the world to be affected by a terrorist attack. This character is in Atlanta, Georgia. She's a well-to-do matron. Her daughter is getting married that Saturday, and she's busy planning the wedding. It's the only thing she's thinking about. And then she gets a double whammy.
She's on the phone with her future son-in-law.
Hey, Cody. Elizabeth got mad at me for tying up the line. She says she'll see you in the office. Now you're going to have to stop calling me Mrs. Montgomery. Well, no, you can't call me Mom, I suppose. You have a perfectly good one. Call me Kelly. Make me feel young. Good. We're sure looking forward to seeing you down here tomorrow night, Cody. What? What did you say? You can't come until Thursday. Why not? Honestly, you and Elizabeth and your business meetings, it's lucky you can find time to get married at all.
Dana Ivey stars in Alfred Uhry's The Other Line. She'll also appear in Skylab, a monologue by Christopher Durang in which she plays a ghost. She says she hopes the audience won't applaud.
It's got nothing to do with you or me or our egos or our talent or anything. It's an offering, which is like a kind of an offering and a worship towards the memory of those who died and to the whole world as it's been changed.
Playwright and naval officer Charles Everett certainly felt as though the world had changed as he wandered through the wreckage of Ground Zero last September. His 12-minute play is called Adopt a Sailor, in which an upscale couple invites a young sailor to dinner. They debate September 11th, and their perspective is balanced by his.
Maybe by your talking about it, maybe stuff like what happened won't happen again. I admire you for it, I really do. Richard just looks at him. He goes on, as for me, I wish I could see things that complicated, but I was out in the middle of the Indian Ocean when it happened. I remember we saw it on the television, and then that night I had watch again, as usual, out on deck, and I remember looking up, and sure enough, seeing every star out that night that I saw the night before. Stupid, I know, but that's what I was thinking. What with all that just happened that day, all the awfulness and all the meanness and the evil that they tried to do to us, every star I saw the night before was still right up there. And I thought, that's good. That's a good thing. They could do whatever they could, but they couldn't take even one beautiful star out of the sky. And it was beautiful that night, just a beautiful, beautiful, quiet, star-filled night. Richard and Patricia remain perfectly still. The sailor goes on. Anyway, I sure do appreciate. Thank you. The sailor turns, goes to the door, opens it. He turns back, puts his cap on, and tips it a little toward them, smiling. You take care. He closes the door behind him. Patricia gets up, takes a few steps toward the door, then stops. She looks back at Richard as the lights fade slowly to black.
Charles Everett's Adopt a Sailor will be performed 3 times as part of Brave New World at Town Hall over the next 3 days. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.